Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed, back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to fuel your day. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, forgiveness. I know, sounds kinda heavy, right? But trust me, this isn't about letting people off the hook or condoning bad behavior. This is about freeing you from the shackles of anger, resentment, and all that baggage that weighs us down. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of bricks? Yeah, that's what holding on to grudges feels like. It drains your energy, steals your joy, and keeps you stuck in the past. Forgiveness, my friends, is about choosing to lighten that load. It's not always easy, believe me, but it's so worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey. Number 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning the other person's actions. You don't have to say what they did was okay, or pretend like nothing happened. Forgiveness is about releasing the negative emotions you feel towards them, freeing yourself from that emotional prison. Think of it as a gift you give yourself, not the person who wronged you. Number 2. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. You can forgive someone without erasing what happened. It's okay to remember, to acknowledge the hurt, but choosing not to let it define you or dictate your actions moving forward. Think of it like this. Imagine a scar on your skin. It reminds you of an injury, but it doesn't control your life anymore. Forgiveness is similar. It acknowledges the past, but allows you to move forward with strength and grace. Number 3. Holding on to anger and resentment hurts you more than anyone else. Seriously, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity that affects every aspect of your life, your relationships, your health, even your happiness. Number 4. Forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even professional help. Be patient with yourself. Don't beat yourself up if you stumble along the way. Just keep coming back to that intention to release the negativity and create space for peace and healing. And finally, number 5. Forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You can forgive someone without necessarily wanting to be friends with them again. Sometimes, the healthiest choice is to distance yourself and protect your well-being. Remember, forgiveness is about setting yourself free, not about pleasing anyone else. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah's coworker constantly undermines her ideas in meetings, steals credit for her work, and generally makes life miserable. After months of this, Sarah is feeling bitter, resentful, even physically ill from the stress. She's consumed by thoughts of revenge, plotting ways to get back at him. But deep down, she knows that path leads only to more pain. Then, one day, she realizes something. Holding on to this anger is just hurting her. Sarah takes a deep breath and decides to try something different. She starts practicing mindfulness, focusing on the present moment instead of dwelling on the past. She makes an effort to see her coworker as a flawed human being, not just a villain. It's not easy. There are days when the anger flares up again. But Sarah keeps going, reminding herself that forgiveness is about freeing herself from this toxic cycle. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel lighter. The resentment fades, replaced by a sense of peace and self-compassion. She realizes that she can't control her coworker's behavior, but she can control how she responds to it. So, what are the key takeaways here? Forgiveness isn't about condoning or forgetting, it's about releasing yourself from the grip of anger and resentment. It's a process, not a destination. And remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Ready to lighten that emotional load? Start by identifying something big or small that's been weighing on your heart. Then, take a few deep breaths and consciously choose to release the negative feelings. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little forgiveness boost. Leave a review if you found it helpful. And most importantly, keep practicing. The world needs more forgiveness, starting with each of us. Until next time, stay resilient, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.